John forwarded us an email that he received from the DA Shadow Minister of Finance, Gordon Hill-Lewis, about the taxi industry and taxes, which came to light in a written reply to a parliamentary question. According to the party, the entire taxi industry pays only 5 million rand in tax, and the DA is calling on SARS to act against tax dodgers to ensure that this lucrative industry pays its fair share. A 2019 Mail and Guardian report puts the industry revenues at 90 billion a year. This means that the vast majority of taxi operators and owners are declaring no corporate tax income at all and are not paying payroll tax for their drivers and employees. We're joined now by Professor Imran Valodia, an economist and Dean of Faculty of Commerce, Law and Management at Wits University. Prof, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Now, the DA wants SARS to act against taxi owners, but how does that even begin to be regulated?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think in general we should work on the principle that we should all pay our fair share of taxes, and I think the taxi owners, like everyone else, should kind of properly declare their income. And I think if kind of SARS has good reasons for thinking that they're not showing it accurately, then there's then kind of SARS has the powers to pursue them. So I think it's a fairly simple thing, kind of in that way. But I think the whole issue is a bit more complex than I think it's being made out by the DA, and there's a few reasons for that. Firstly, kind of all of the reports refer to kind of how much of kind of effectively sales are being made in the kind of in the taxi industry. So businesses don't pay taxes on the level of kind of sales. They pay taxes on the level of profits. And what we don't know is what is the true level of profits, because from the fees that the taxis get, they would have to subtract all of the costs incurred in trying to run the taxi. So, you know, you have to pay for the taxi. There's all of the staffing costs. There's the maintenance. There's the repairs, etc. So, I think some of the data in the report I'm not really referring to the reality.
I understand that you obviously have to work on a profit situation, but there's a huge difference between 90 billion and 5 million.
Yeah. I mean, it seems clear to me that there's a problem with kind of enforcement. But I think these issues of enforcement in the taxi industry are much broader than just enforcement for paying taxes. I mean, we have minimum wage laws which apply in that sector, and the evidence is that the taxi industry sometimes doesn't pay those wages. So I think there's a more kind of general problem with enforcement in the taxi industry.
Do you think that SARS has the will to pursue that enforcement?
Yes, look, I think if we're going to solve some of our economic problems, I think the two things that are kind of important is that we need to get the taxes that should be paid, and I think SARS is being fixed up, and I think this is an important issue, and we should all pay our fair part of the tax of the taxes that we have to pay. I think there's a kind of reverse side to it as well, which I think government has to address, and that's there's a real concern in within the society about how taxes are being used, and the more we learn from state capture, I think the more concerned citizens are about the use of their taxes. So I think both sides of that problem have to be fixed up. But I do agree that the taxi sector, like other parts of the economy, has to pay their fair share of the taxes.
I guess we'll wait and see whether that's to happen. Professor Imran Velodia, economist and Dean of Commerce, Law and Management at WITS, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.